Yes. The sweet sounds of a quiz show. An abbreviated quiz show as we head into the final segment here of the week on a Donnie Football Friday. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I've been unbelievable in these. Donnie has suffered some heartbreaking losses. This is a best of three, Donnie. I don't even know what the theme is, but here we go.
College football and one Penguin question. Donnie, the last time that Penn State beat Ohio State was 2016 at Beaver Stadium. Can you name me the play for Penn State that won the game and defeated number two Ohio State? And can you name me the player that made the play?
A Marcus Allen blocked field goal.
Woo! That's incredible. That's what it is, Donnie.
He was very confident in that.
Marcus Allen blocked the field goal. It was recovered by Grant Haley for a 60-yard touchdown.
I got you right where I want you, Donnie. Joe, I always let you get a lead, right?
Yes, you do.
Yesterday was Halloween, Joe. Pat Narduzzi, earlier in the month, dressed up for a viral Pitt football promo that went out. Who did Pat Narduzzi dress up as?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Was it on our website? Did we run a photo?
It was everywhere. I think we ran it. I think Andy Lindbergh put it out there. Pitt football put it out there multiple times. It
Freddy
went pretty
Kruger?
Viral. It was not Freddy Krueger.
Jason Voorhees?
It was not.
Give us a clue.
A local Pittsburgh celebrity of the past. Or Western PA celebrity of the past.
Mr. Rogers? I guessed
wow.
at that. I swear to you,
he put on a cardigan, and it was Mr. Narduzzi's neighborhood that Pitt football put together.
What a guy he was.
Video. Here we go, Donnie.
Latrobe zone.
Is this the championship
round? The championship
All right,
round
here
question.
We go. You need this win.
Donnie, you and I were at the game last night when Sidney Crosby recorded his 102nd career two-goal game. Crosby moves into 24th place all-time on the list of two-goal games scored by a player in NHL history. How many of the 23 players in front of Sidney Crosby can you name? I gave you there's a lot of options here, so I widened out the question of the 23 available. How many can you name?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I'll say like five.
I'm going to make him name five.
Make him name five?
Because this is not that easy. There's a lot of guys. Let's just make him name five.
All right, Donnie.
And as soon as he gets one wrong, I win, and I can't wait to hear that buzzer.
Can you,
Donnie? You're under a lot of pressure.
Five,
here.
Donnie.
You made a big mistake.
I have the list. I think Donnie can name five.
I think he could. I just don't think five in
I
a row.
I think he can name five.
I'm going to go with Wayne Gretzky.
There's one.
I'm going to go with Alexander Ovechkin.
Two.
Oh my God, I made a mistake.
I'm going to go with Mario Lemieux.
Three.
Now you're in trouble.
I'm
going to
go with Jaromir Jagr.
Four. And this is where it gets tricky.
This is where it gets tricky. I sense you're in trouble. You're scrambling. You're sweating. You're freaking out.
Like, there's a couple other obvious ones, Donnie.
There has to be a time limit on this. Limits.
Donnie
five,
has.
Okay,
seconds.
Wait. Okay, okay.
Three
okay,
seconds.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
7 seconds.
He doesn't have seven
Six.
Seconds of silence.
I'm
going to
go. I'm going to go with Gordie Howe.
Oh.
Bang! Bang!
Donnie, football, Donnie, hockey. What
Donnie
a win.
Donnie, hockey.
Boom.
That was incredible.
What a win for Donnie. What a win for Donnie.
I congratulate Woo-hoo! You. That was big. That was a big answer. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High 70 today with sunny skies. And I believe I've fulfilled all my obligations to you. Tell us the season standings in our picks and how we did last week.
So we gained some ground on Donnie last week, Joe. Donnie went 2-3. Joe, you and I both went 3-2. So on the season entering this week, Donnie is 15-11. Joe is 11-15. I am 10-16. And we already picked the Penn State and Ohio State games. So
Donnie, I'm coming back here too.
Donnie picked Penn State to cover. Joe and I picked Penn State to win outright. And we all picked Pitt to either win or cover. So the next game on tap is we have a couple college games before we get to the pros. How about Louisville and Clemson? This will be a big game for Pitt coming up against Clemson in a couple weeks. Clemson is favored by 10 at home.
I'm going to go Clemson. I'll just make it short and sweet. I think Clemson can win this game by two touchdowns.
I don't know. Am I totally convinced on Clemson? Louisville's very odd to me. Yeah, Louisville stinks. No, they don't. They came within a touchdown of Miami, 52-45. I'll take them to lose but cover.
Yeah, I was going to do the same thing. I'm going to take Louisville to cover but ultimately lose that game. Joe, the University of Buffalo is one-point favorite on the road at Akron, who's 2-6.
Would you like to go to this game, first of all?
No, I'm going to the Penn State game.
The Buffalo-Akron game, as we pretend we know something about either team, Buffalo's on a two-game losing streak, including a 47-16 squeaker to Ohio. They stink. I'm picking Akron.
Wow. Man, I thought you would ride with your boys there.
No, they stink.
Because I am very well equipped to pick the Zips, and I'm going to go with them.
Okay.
I'll go with Akron.
We're all over the Zips.
I'll take Buffalo just to try to pick up a point. All right, let's go to the NFL games of the week. The Denver Broncos at the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore's favored by 9 points, Donnie.
That's just a ton of points. I mean, they were favored big last week in Cleveland. That's just a lot of points. We don't even know the health of Lamar Jackson. I think he'll probably play. I like what Denver's doing right now. I think their defense can keep it close at least. So I'll take Denver to cover the big number.
This feels like some sort of sucker bet. You know, would I be surprised if it's a 3-point game late and the Ravens get a pick six? No. And then they cover. I just think it's way more of a competitive game than that. Lamar's hurt this week, too, is he not?
He's been banged up, but he's going to play.
I know, but will he be the same guy? I'm taking Denver all day here to cover.
As much as I want to take Denver, I think Baltimore is just going to come back and try to storm Denver at home. They're really furious after last week. I think Baltimore ends up winning by 10 points. Raiders at Cincinnati, Bengals favored by 7.
I also think that's a pretty big number, and maybe this number, I'm wondering what it would be if Cincinnati even looked good last week, like even looked good in a loss. They got shellacked at home.
Yeah.
I don't think the Raiders can win the game outright, but Cincinnati, I can't trust them at all beyond the quarterback. I'm going to go Raiders to cover the 7.
I mean, one of these weeks, Cincinnati's just going to bust out and score a bunch of points and blow somebody out. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. They got tough games after that, but this is the week. I'm taking the Bengals to cover.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bengals as well, and this one will probably win it by 10 points or so. Chargers, 1.5-point favorites on the road in Cleveland.
I got Cleveland here probably to win the game outright because they were able to pull it off last week. That team is going to look different, and they're going to play much better under Jameis Winston. We've already seen the firsthand example. I think they do it again, so I'll go Cleveland getting points at home.
Me too. I sense a different energy around them, and I think that they have players coming back. I know they do, like 3. Betonio's one of them, coming back from injury here. Suddenly things are turning around for them. They're going to win outright.
I like the Chargers here. I think Justin Herbert, who I'm very high on, will pull out the victory. One more game for you, Joe. Tampa Bay's at Kansas City. Chiefs are 8.5-point favorites.
That's too many points right now. I'm sorry, Donnie. I jumped in on that last one.
Oh, no, that's okay.
But it's too many points. I think the Fighting Baker Mayfields keep this thing close and maybe win it. The Chiefs are they've been sort of toying with teams here or toying with a loss, I should say. And they're going to get one. And Tampa Bay is good enough to do it to them. I think Baker can do it despite Tampa's injuries.
You have them winning outright.
Yes, I do.
Oh, man.
Yes, I do.
That's a juicy one to go with.
You like that one?
I think it could be like a 27-20 loss or 28-20 or 28-21. It's a big number to cover. So I'm going to have Tampa Bay doing it. They might lose the game. Kansas City stays undefeated, but I think Tampa at least stays within arm's length.
Yeah, I do too. Kansas City's played so many close games this year. Mahomes, a lot of turnovers. Tampa Bay, despite Godwin, will keep it close.
All right, gentlemen. This was another successful Donnie Football Friday. Man, I can't wait. You're going to the game tomorrow, Limits?
I will be going to the Penn State game, yes, and spending time with my sister up there, too.
Beautiful.
It'll be nice.
How are you treating this weekend? What's your strategy for tomorrow, Donnie?
Well, I'm going to miss a good portion of that Penn State-Ohio State game. I'm calling a game myself. One of the best games in the President's Athletic Conference this weekend.
I like that. Now, you play-by-play or analyst?
I'm doing play-by-play, CMU and Westminster.
That's pretty cool.
Ooh, very good game.
And then you get home for Penn State?
I mean, maybe.
No, for Pitt.
Yeah,
for
I'm definitely going to be good to watch that game.
Yeah, I can't wait. We'll be talking all about it come Monday. Stay tuned for Malzie, please.